This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Today, Billy Brim will be sharing from her series entitled Holiness and teach you about the power of living a holy life. So grab your Bible and enjoy today's message.
I'm telling you, amazing, amazing story, one after the other, after the other, after the other. Blessed be the Lamb of God. God declares you have an anointing. Believe God, and you will see this happen. What you say will come to pass. Speak the word, and the bound shall be free, the sick shall be healed. He shall have whatsoever he says. Use your faith on the anointing, see? You have an anointing. The anointing has come. The anointing abides. The anointing is with us. But what if you have not lived in the place where the anointing can be increased? What is the matter? Is there something between you and the Holy One? Some uncleanness, some impurity, some desire that is not of Him? Something that has come in the way? Then the Spirit is grieved. Has the anointing left? No. When He comes in, He comes to abide. Make confession of your sin, of your failure, and once more the precious blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse, and the grieved spirit will once more manifest himself. We have the Holy Ghost, but in many cases, He's been grieved. It's amazing to me that the power of God, the Godhead, is the tender one of the Godhead. But that's a governor on our lives to protect us. And He'll be grieved, and He'll not manifest in enough power to kill you. I tell you, there's been men so anointed of God, and they didn't walk right, and they were judged and died of the anointing. One man was 38 years old. I heard Brother Hagin and Oral Roberts stand in my office and say that the greatest miracles they ever saw, and both of them have seen miracles, they saw through a certain man. Yet he died when he was 38 years old. The anointing was so great in him. Without going into great detail, he really died of the anointing. John G. Lake said, the anointing of God, the glory of God, is as destructive of evil as it is creative of good. And so when the evil was not done away with, the man went to heaven, I'm sure. But his flesh just couldn't take it. And we lost because he was a powerful, powerful minister. Died young. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to read you this statement. Boy, this is a strong one. No one, now this is Wigglesworth. No one who has sin, I'm going to read it just exactly right. No one who sins has power. Period. No one who sins has power. Sin makes a person weak. Remember this, sin dethrones, but purity strengthens. Temptation is not sin. The devil's a liar. Tries to take away our peace. You must live in the Word of God. There's therefore now no condemnation. But if you do sin, if there's something wrong, he says, come to the blood. Thank God for the blood. It washes us clean. Sin separates from God forever. You are in a good place, he says, when you weep before God, repenting over little things. If you've spoken unkindly, you realize it was not like the Lord. Your keen conscience takes you to prayer. It's a wonderful thing to have a keen conscience. It is when we are close to God that our hearts are revealed. God intends for us to live in such purity that we see Him all the time. See, that's what Jesus did. He saw Him and He heard Him. And He did what He saw His Father do. And we're going to do that. Oh, I know that.
our eyes are going to be opened and we are going to see Him, and we will just act it out, and we will hear Him, and we will say what He says to say, and the glory will be here. Now, He says you have to live in a place of purity for that, and I found that all of them indeed did know that. He is the same God of the Old Testament. And I want you to turn with me to Ezekiel 22. Hallelujah. He didn't change. We changed. He gave us the blood. But to know His power, it still requires the holiness. Ezekiel 22 and verse 24. Now, Israel's in trouble. They've disobeyed God, so they're not getting rain. Rain comes when you obey God. Ezekiel 22, 24. Son of man, say unto her, Israel, thou art the land that is not cleansed nor rained upon. Verse, and he tells then what has happened that caused them to get this way. And he deals a lot here with their ministry. And he comes down to, he speaks of their prophets, and now he's going to speak of their priests. And he says in verse 26, her priests have violated my law and have profaned my holy things. They have put no difference between the holy and the profane. Neither have they showed a difference between the unclean and the clean. There are things clean and holy. There are things profane. And they mix them up. And the Lord said to Brother Hagin in a vision that he visited him, he said, they've mixed the brass. They're substituting brass for gold. They could have the pureness and the power of the Holy Spirit, but they've brought in the brass. And it's substituted and taken the place of the real power. So what we're going to see now is the real power. Blessed be the Lamb of God. Now I want you to go to Jeremiah 15, 19. Hallelujah. Now here they've been in trouble. They have not been able to be used of God. But he says, there's something you can do to speak for me again. Ministry. Jeremiah 15, 19. Therefore, thus saith Jehovah, if you return to God, then I will bring thee again, and thou shalt stand before me. We looked at that, didn't we? And if you take forth or separate the precious from the vile, you shall be as my mouth. Now God said, if you want to stand before me and you want to speak my words, then you're going to have to do a thing called separate the precious from the vile. Then I'll let you speak as my mouth. If you learn to do that, if you learn to separate the clean and the unclean, I will let you speak for me. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. It's because of the anointing. It's because of the power. Turn with me to 1 John. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let's first turn to 1 John 2. Now this is talk about the anointing. 1 John 2 and verse 20. The Holy Ghost within us. He is the power of God. He is the anointing of God. He is the glory of God. And we are His temple. 1 John 2, 20. But you have an unction. Actually, that's exactly the same Greek word that's translated anointing other places here. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. verse 27. But the anointing which you have received of him abides in you. You need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you all things and is truth and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, you shall abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. This is speaking of that anointing. This is speaking of that holiness and of that power. And then we go back up to verse 15 and it says, love not the world. It's speaking of Jesus coming. Let's go on down to 1 John 3:2. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is pure, as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him, this hope in Jesus coming, purifies himself even as he is pure. This speaks of, we have an anointing. It's from the Holy One. This is anointing is in us. Jesus is coming, and if we believe that he's coming and we're going to operate in this anointing, we'll purify ourselves to be like him. It speaks of cleanliness. It speaks of holiness. And then it goes back up to verse 15 and says, let's go back to 1 John 2:15. Writing to these people with the anointing, these people who are awaiting his coming, these people who are looking for power in the anointing, it says in 1 John 2:15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abides forever. Little children, it is the last time. And as you have heard, there is an anti-the anointing around, an antichrist. An antichrist shall come. Even now are there many antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. Hallelujah. He's anti the anointing. He's anti the power of God. He's anti glory coming out your eyeballs, coming out your hands, coming out your mouth. He is anti your standing up and speaking for God. And so what does he do? He attacks ministers. He attacks the body. And he tries to mix them all up.
Thank you for listening to today's radio message. The message today was from Sister Billy's classic series entitled Holiness. In this 14-tape series, Billy Brim teaches on the power of living a holy life. As you listen, you will learn how to discipline the flesh, live according to the Spirit, separate yourself more unto God to become endued with power and become holy as He is holy. This set includes 14 tapes for only $60. You can order this set by calling our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. For ministry and meeting information, call 417-336-4877 or write us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Don't forget to log on and hear the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast on the World Wide Web at www.billybrim.org. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom.